Hot Tips.
With our SEN track analyst, Chris Nelson. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Matty. How are you going?
Good, thank you, mate. Excellent. I've been driving past Morphettville races every day, or racetrack every day, on my way out to the swimming here in Adelaide. And yesterday, Chris, you'd love this. I was broadcasting, broadcasting from our studio in the middle of Adelaide, which overlooks King William Street. So a lot of passing traffic. And I looked out the window and two-time Melbourne Cup winner, Johnny Letts, walked past. My old mate Letts, he didn't know I was there. And he was just wandering down. He looks terrific. Of course, he piloted Beldale Ball and Piping Lane to the Cup twice. So what a legend. It was great to see him go past.
Yeah, and of course, he had that famous story. It was his first, excuse my voice too, I've been struggling all week. So I'll get through okay, but just excuse the straining. It probably sounds worse than it is. Yeah, of course, he was, when he rode Piping Lane, it was his first ride at Flemington. And I think it was Bart Cummings or somebody said, just make sure you take off at Chiquita Lodge. And he's looking for a hotel or a block of apartments or something. Good story, that.
Oh, mate, Letsy and I used to work together. We had I had such a wonderful time when I was originally at Channel 10. He was part of our Melbourne Cup team. And then when I went to 7, he was there as well. He was riding Sub-Zero, you'll remember, as the Clark of the Course horse. And we used to jump in the car every morning. There was myself, Paddy Welsh, Richard Friedman. We had a little routine where we'd go down, grab some coffees and all lob into the back of a van and head out to Flemington. And that 25-minute trip, or whatever it was Letsy at his best. And you talk about Chiquita, you talk about Chiquita Lodge, right, where they come around and that's where you go. And you're 100%. That's exactly what happened to him. Then what they used to say was they then cottoned on. So they used to say to young riders who were coming on, you know, they used to pick another one. I think there was another hotel or another something around the back of the track there, and they used to tell them to go there. So the young blokes would come up to, you know, people like Letsy and say, when do I go, mate? When do I go? And they used to talk to them the whole way, and they sucker punched them every single time until they figured out that it was the lodge. An absolute legend. I was talking to Sammy Edmund at the time, and I said, it's as much as I love Letsy, it's a good thing the door was locked, because my program only had about an hour to go and he's got about 20 hours worth of stories. So let's focus let's focus on Ipswich. So it's Ipswich Cup this weekend. We'll run through a few races, and I like the fact that you want to start in the first, which means you're confident that you're going to get us off to a winning start here.
Well, I am, and of course, Ipswich Cup is a massive day socially in the area, and we didn't have one last year because of COVID, so you get 20,000 very, very restless natives who are going to be doubly as restless on Saturday to have a good time. So, look out if you're on track. However, race one, number 7, Millwood. Matty, I really liked Millwood's first up run, and that was recently at Doomben. Ran second behind Durrani. I think it'll take a lot of benefit. Goes up an extra 150 metres. And this colt, we've only seen him twice in his initial campaign. He ran last at the Sunshine Coast, but that run was a lot better than it appears on paper. He went for a run in the straight, and he got shut out. And that was basically the end of him. So that 7.7 length margin should have probably been about one length. And then at Eagle Farm, at his second start, he sat three wide. He did all the work, and he hit the front in the straight. He looked like he might be able to hold on, but he just faded late. So he's done nothing wrong, this horse. He's got a lovely gate one for Jimmy Byrne, and I think you can back him confidently each way. That's race one, number 7.
$6.50 and $2.30 at the moment for Millwood. So race one, number 7. Let's skip ahead to race 6 on the card. What do you like here?
Well, this is another one I wanted to touch on. It's not one of the main races, a Class 6 plate over 1,200 metres, but I'm very keen on number 3, Desert Lord, for David Van Dyke and Ryan Maloney. They're a dynamic combination when they get together up here. Now, this horse ran 5 times for David Van Dyke last campaign. Originally was trained in New South Wales, but the first up win at Eagle Farm was outstanding. It just jogged past them in the straight, won by 2.25 lengths. The margin could have been 6 lengths. And then he went on to run 3rd, 1st, 9th and 2nd. So he was very consistent. He's fresh again on Saturday, and he comes through a trial on his home track at the Sunshine Coast recently. He ran a good 2nd there in fast time, and he wasn't put under any pressure whatsoever. I think it'll be the same story. He'll get back, he'll round them up on the turn, and he'll race away. So pretty keen Desert Lord in race 6. That's number 3.
Race 6, number 3, Desert Lord, favourite at the moment, $2.30. Race 7 is the big one, the Ipswich Cup.
It is, and I'm sticking with Chris Waller here with number 2, So You Win. Now, So You Win ran at Eagle Farm last Saturday in the Wayne Wilson. That was 1,600 metres, not really suitable. He'd been dropping back from 18s, 2,000s, etc. So I think that run would have just been a nice little fitness run for him. He was only beaten 1.25 lengths, and the race wasn't run to suit at all. Those in front just jogged. So back to 2,100 on Saturday. Good gate for Luke Dittman. I think he'll handle the backup okay, so I'm happy to be with So You Win. It looks what looks a fairly open Ipswich Cup this year. So race 7, number 2, So You Win.
Yeah, so I think we've got, at the moment, I can only see the one scratching, so it looks as though we'll have 13 lining up for the Ipswich Cup. So 2,150 metres, So You Win. So race 7, number 2 at Ipswich. And then we've got race 8, which is a 1,350 metre race.
Yeah, this is named after the filly Eyeliner, who was such a good filly in her time. We've run this race for a number of years. I think it's since about 1970. And this is for the sprinters. Good field. We see Groundswell, who was so good at Eagle Farm when run down late. Amish Boys in it. They're elected to go around in this race and not the earlier one. Plus a bunch of others, including number 10, Axe, who's going really well at the moment. I'm with Amish Boy. I thought his run in the Fred Best behind Apache Chase was very good. Of course, Ayrton ran second there. We saw Ayrton come out and win easily last Saturday at Eagle Farm. And importantly, he's drawn a good gate, so he won't get too far back. He's got the genius of Craig Williams on board. He's been going so well, Craig Williams. I think this is a nice race for Amish Boy. So now that we know he's going around in this race, he is clearly the top pick. Number 2, Amish Boy.
Number 2, Amish Boy, $3.60 and $1.70. So that takes us to the night. So you've opened the batting with the first. Race 1, number 7, Millwood. We can come home with a beauty in the Gay Waterhouse Classic.
Well, we can. I think we can come home here with one at big odds. There's a lot of speed in this race. The likes of Lillimore, Kylie's, Intrepidacious, Boomtown Lass, and others will make sure they go basically lickety-split in front. Now, the one that I'm interested in is number 1, Panino. 3 starts this prep, ran 3rd in the Victory Stakes, Wait for Age, ran 7th in the Doomben 10,000, and ran last in the Kingsford Smith behind Vega 1, but was only beaten 4 lengths. Massive drop in grade back to Mayor's class and away from those Group 1 sprints. I just think back in the field, they go nuts in front. Panino's a big chance to round them up late in the day, get to the outside and charge home. And probably will be around double figure odds. So number 1, Panino in the last on an each way basis.
Mate, you bring that one home. Currently $15. We bring that one home. Yeah. We've had a great day out at the Ipswich Cup.
I'll get a gig next week.
That's guaranteed. Rest your voice, a little bit of tea, throw a bit of honey in it, you'll be laughing. No worries at all. Good on you, Chris.
Good on you, Matty. Have a great weekend.
You too, mate. Chris Nelson there. So the focus on Ipswich this weekend at the Ipswich Cup. You're probably taking them down. We'll throw them up on our socials, but I like to recap them for you. Race 1, number 7, Millwood. Race 1, number 7. Race 6, number 3, Desert Lord. So race 6, number 3. In the Cup itself, race 7, number 2, So You Win. Race 7, number 2. Race 8, number 2 as well, Amish Boy. So race 8, number 2. And in the last, race 9, number 1, Panino. Each way could be double figures. So there you go. That's the call from Chris Nelson on the text line. G'day, boys. Sorry I missed you yesterday, but we're still counting the proceeds of my $150 all up Bakery Hill at $10 into Show Some Decorum at $80. So the editor of Tommy's Tribune, 2AM Tommy, who wears quite a few hats here on this program, also part owner of Show Some Decorum, he got on at $4. But this text has got on at $8 as part of his $150 all-up Bakery Hill at $10 into Show Some Decorum at $8. Wow. Well done. Congratulations on that. Jealous? Nah, not much at all. So it's time, we're getting very close to time for Tommy's Tribune. We need to take a break because Paul Sebastiani is coming up, but keep your headlines coming in. What are the headlines this weekend that'll make the grade in Tommy's Tribune? We normally have 3, but you listeners have been firing them through. I'll put them to the editorial committee coming up soon. 0457 736 736.